Montreal's Perfect Mix, the Beat 92.5. So to recap, I have a guy friend and I'm telling him, you got to get out there. You're not going to wait for your soulmate your whole life. Life is passing you by. In fact, I think the whole soulmate and, you know, it's got to be fate is a big myth.
And I kind of think that, you know, when you respect yourself and love yourself, you shouldn't settle and do wait for that special person. And actually, a lot of people seem to agree with me, Kat, that you can have a soulmate, that you can have multiple soulmates. And we got a text from Alessia. This is very cute. She says, I don't necessarily believe in soulmates, but I do believe there is someone for everyone. I met my husband about 16 years ago. We lost touch, and one day, we literally bumped into each other. Since then, we just knew it was it. Married now with two beautiful kids. If that's not serendipity and fate, what is it?
We are getting a lot of texts that agree with Claudia. Oh, what else is new? But there are common romantic myths that are actually dangerously delusional.
Okay.
Okay, this is an article that I read. One of the myths is, number one, your lover can do no wrong. People think, oh, it's my soulmate, he's perfect, he cannot do no wrong. We are mortals, can't be perfect.
Right.
Number two, myth number two, you should have to suffer for true love. We tend to romanticize obstacles and think love isn't real without him. You shouldn't have to suffer for real love. And the number three myth.
But you do have to make an effort all the time in relationships.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the number three myth that says it's a little delusional is you're destined for each other. See? I told you. Some people have this fundamental belief that love is fated and therefore, he says, it can make you ultra nitpicky when it comes to finding a partner.
Right. Well, we're talking about soulmates, and I do think you can have multiple soulmates in one lifetime.
Okay.
That's kind of different.
Rebecca texted that she waited and waited, and it finally happened, right?
Yeah. So I'm now nearly 28, and I waited till I was 25. And, yeah, we met. We fell in love. We got married. And 2 years later, we're so happy.
And do you believe that you can have multiple soulmates or only one?
I think that there could be more than one. I don't know. If something tragic happened, it would be sad to think that you could only have one soulmate and that was it.
And with your lovely accent, I want to be your soulmate.
Thank you.